This is the intro jingle. This is the K-pop DevOps show with Eric Nam.
Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the K-pop DevOps show. It's your host, Eric Nam, and I hope you guys are doing well. I hope you guys are wearing a mask, you're staying healthy, and that you're warm and you're happy and you're fulfilled and you're living your best life. That's what I really hope for you. I'm doing very well, and I'm joined today by some incredible, talented ladies. And before we jump into this interview, you guys, as you know, you guys can get this content on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts, but be sure to subscribe, like, rate, and review because it helps your artist get more attention and for us to keep this thing going. Also, if you guys are watching this, you can watch it on youtube.com/divestudios or at youtube.com/divepods. And you're seeing me wearing this beautiful, sexy, emerald-colored suit of sweats. Sweatsuit. What? How does this look to you? What do you think?
Very sexy.
Yeah, sure.
Very.
They said… Okay, no. They mean really sexy.
Very.
In the most enticing…
In the most like
convincing voice
way.
Ever.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, we're pretty sure.
Yeah, very sexy.
We're pretty sure.
Thank you so much. You guys, I'm wearing a hoodie and the sweatpants that are now part of Dive Studios Essential Line. And it's available now on
the shop.
Yeah, it is.
I like the color.
Thank you. Yeah. We are just put it out. This is a color that we handpicked and hand dyed for the entire line. So follow at By Dive Studios on socials and head over to the shop at shop.divestudios.io. Description in the box below wherever you are. And there are other colors and other cool things and you guys can join the family. So without further ado, we're going to start this off. We're going to go ahead and welcome these ladies who have been waiting patiently as I just talk by myself. We're going to welcome the ladies of Momoland, Nancy, Ayin, and Hebin. Hey, how
hey
are
guys.
You?
Hey guys. Hey, Eric.
단체 인사 한 번만 부탁드릴게요.
둘, 셋. Get started.
Hello, we are Momoland.
Yeah.
Hi.
Can you introduce yourselves one by one?
Yeah. Hello, I'm Ayin from Momoland.
Hey, I'm Nancy.
Hi, I'm Hebin.
All right. Yes, we have members of Momoland here. And I'm excited to meet you. I know we've met in passing every once in a while.
Yeah, yeah.
But we've never really had a conversation.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And it's actually our first podcast too.
Ever?
Ever.
Oh my gosh.
So it's a very special day.
Well, thank you so much for coming.
Thank
We're excited
you so
that you're here. Julie actually texted me and she's like, why wasn't I invited? Then I was like, you might have to learn some English. But or we'll do a Korean special for Chewy.
Yeah.
But actually… You know, we're going to get to know you guys a little bit better today. Because I think people know you guys as a group, Momoland, very well.
Mm-hmm.
But they may not know you individually as much. So
yes.
We'll talk a little bit about how you guys grew up, where you're from, all that kind of stuff.
Mm. Okay.
And also, I just got to start here with Hebin. Yeah. I didn't know you spoke English.
Yeah, I don't speak English very well. Yeah, but I'll try. I'll do my best. Please enjoy it.
Yeah, but it's
pretty very passionate about it.
Yeah, yeah, but it seems like you understand almost everything.
Yeah, my listening level is so high, but I don't speak English very well.
It's actually our first time listening to Hebin speaking like this long.
Okay. All right. Well, in the case that you get a little overwhelmed or you want to go into Korean, feel free to do that.
Yeah.
You know, we can translate and…
Yeah.
We can do that as comfortably as you'd like, right? All right. So to start off, we'll start off with Ayin because she's closest to me right now. So Ayin.
Yes.
Tell us about yourself. First of all, how do you speak English? Explain.
Well, I grew up in Seoul.
Okay.
And since I was 6, I moved to China.
Okay.
And lived there for 11 and a half years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And I went to international school since kindergarten. So I think that's how I learned speaking English.
Do you speak any Mandarin or…
Yes, I learned Mandarin. But like I'm more comfortable with Korean and English.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. What was it your parents, like your entire family moved to Shanghai or…
Yeah, our entire family moved to Shanghai because of my dad's work.
Uh-huh.
But… Yeah, we really liked it there. And
yeah.
I think it's better to, you know, kind of like… It was easier way for me and my sister to like learn English.
Mm-hmm.
Because we weren't… Yeah, because we had like people around us speaking English and stuff. So.
All right. Cool. Well, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Excited to have you. Next up, we have Nancy.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hi.
So, Nancy, tell us about yourself. Like, you were born in Daegu.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
And your father is American. Mm-hmm. Your mother's Korean.
Yeah.
And I guess that's how you spoke English?
Yeah, pretty much. I guess my first language was English.
Okay.
Yeah. But I was born in Daegu, Korea. Mm-hmm. But I moved to the States when I was like 2.
Oh.
So my first language was English.
Okay.
So I came to Korea and started learning Korean.
When did you come to… Where did you live in the States and when did you come to Korea?
So I lived in Ohio.
Ohio? That's the most random…
I know.
Random thing ever.
I know. I lived in Ohio.
How did you like Ohio?
Well, Ohio is a very quiet state. Uh-huh. It's, but no, I had the greatest childhood when I was in Ohio. I loved it. Yeah. Okay. Stop talking Ohio.
How long did you live in Ohio?
About 6 years, okay. I guess. So I moved to Korea when I was like 7.
Okay.
7, 8, I think. Uh-huh. And so then I started using Korean. So I actually forgot a lot of English.
Mm.
So I'm kind of better at Korean right now.
Oh.
But I still remember it because my dad does not know how to speak in Korean.
Okay.
Yeah.
For nearly 4 decades, J&K Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started J&K Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. J&K Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com. For nearly 4 decades, J&K Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started J&K Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. J&K Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
So,
how did your parents meet, if you don't mind me asking?
Oh, my dad was actually an army officer.
Okay.
Colonel. Yeah, my mom was volunteering, I guess, mm-hmm. at the army…
Base.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So, 소개팅.
Oh.
Yeah. What's a 소개팅?
Blind date?
Yeah, like a blind date.
Yeah, it was a blind date. So, they got married.
Aww, and then we moved to Ohio.
Yeah.
And we had a great
happily
time.
Ever after.
But you know what? I have heard, like, I remember when I was a kid, I visited Ohio because my parents had friends in Ohio. And we're like, we drove from Atlanta.
Oh, really?
And it took forever. And it was snowing and it was cold.
There's a lot of snow there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was very a nice place to grow up and raise a family.
I mean, it's green everywhere.
Yes.
And if you go a little far inside, there's corn.
Mmm.
But I did not…
Everybody loves corn.
Yeah, that's where you get your corn. But yeah, but I didn't live in the countryside.
Okay.
Yeah, so…
Is it like Cleveland or Cincinnati or…
I lived in Columbus. Columbus, Ohio.
Right. Mm. Is Cleveland and Cincinnati Ohio, right?
Yes.
Why do there so many cities with C's? Cleveland, Cincinnati, Columbus… Do you know?
No.
No, I don't think anybody knows. Mm-mm. But that's fine. That's okay. Completely fine.
We're all good.
So next up, then we have Haebin.
Yeah.
So Haebin, you are just Korean. You grew up, raised here. But let's talk about this. You are learning English.
Yeah, learning English now. Focus.
Study hard. Is there a particular reason you really wanted to learn English? 혹시 막 진짜 특별한 이유가 있어요? 영어를 진짜 열심히 해야겠다 막 그런 계기나.
Yes, I and Nancy is a good English mm-hmm. talker, but other members not good English. And we so many overseas. Everybody.
English.
No talking.
Oh.
So she wants to communicate with fans.
Yeah.
Right. So she's working really hard to do English.
She's like always studying, so.
Okay. Well, I think it's really cool. One thing that a lot of people don't know is that Haebin and I used to be in the same company.
Yeah.
For
I heard
a while.
That.
Oh.
Yeah. So when I debuted in my first company, you were a trainee there.
Yeah. And your first debut song, dance.
Yes.
Dance.
Also.
We are make. And
what?
Dance teacher is, hey, you come on. You did. Yes. That's right. Yes. Oh no, it's Mirza.
All right. Let me translate for everybody.
Okay.
Because I don't think... I don't think Nancy or Ayin understood that fully either.
I did.
You did.
I'll try to translate.
Okay, you try.
Okay. I'll try. So
I think I get it.
So you had an album. Your debut album.
Yes.
And so there's 안무시한.
네, 맞아요. 맞아요.
Amushian, which is
English.
The choreography, like,
video. Sketch, draft.
Sketch. So it's a video that the singer watches. So someone has to do it first. So I guess she was one of the people that got to do it, I guess. The dancer.
Yeah. So that's so
the choreographer
picked
helped her. I mean, she helped the choreographer. Yeah. I guess that's
so now, Ayin, can you translate Nancy? Yeah.
Okay, so I guess before it's a big homework for me.
Okay, I'll do this. Let me clear this up. Oh, yeah, anything else?
She has something else.
I'm sorry. I don't know.
She's so cute.
Okay.
It was great. Very well done. Okay, so I was debuting and she was a trainee there. And so whenever there's a new choreography or performance, we shoot videos so the artist can see what it's supposed to look like.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
So she was one of the dancers who was in that video.
Yeah.
Because in that video, there was two guys and two girls.
Yeah.
And but she was one of
not
those.
Not me.
She was one of those girls. But anyways, coming full circle, that was 2012-13. 2012년.
Oh.
3년? 내 데뷔가 13년이었어요. 앨범으로.
아, 진짜요?
So then, how old were you then?
Yeah, how old was
I?
8 years ago?
Yes, 8 years.
지금 나이가?
25.
열, 25? 그럼 16, 7?
네.
Oh
18,
7. 18, 7? 그때부터 알았네요. 그렇게 막 친하게 지내지 못했지만. We were never really close.
Yeah.
But we knew of each other and we saw each other quite a lot. So it's really cool to see you here. But anyways, that was a great effort. I want to applaud you. 되게 열심히 잘하신 것 같아요. 지금 이렇게 하면서 영어를 듣는 거예요.
맞아요.
This is how you improve English.
Yes, yeah, of course. I try.
It really is. What have you guys been up to recently? I know you guys just released a new single album,
yes.
Right? Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, have you?
Yeah.
Heavy just rolled her eyes and just took a big deep breath. Tell us about your new album.
This album is song name is Ready or Not. Third single album.
Okay.
Our and concept, hiding concept, and more brightly and more cutie. Yes.
She said it all.
Yeah,
she
did.
She said it all. Thank you.
Like prom party queen.
Okay.
Our prom party queen.
Prom party queen.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah.
What is the song about?
Ready or Not is… I know. Teen pop. This is teen pop.
Okay.
Teen pop song. Okay.
So the genre is teen pop, I guess. And yeah, it's…
So hard.
Yeah, I know. It's hard.
It's just about…
No.
Wow.
Let me think about the…
But actually, what I really love about this album is that it's our fourth anniversary. So this is why we had this album.
Mm.
And it's very special to us. We really love our songs. And in one of the songs, there's another song called Merry Go Round. And that's actually a fan song.
Oh, okay.
So it's for our fans. And yeah, I guess this is… A very special album.
One thing I saw that is that Sai, somebody actually worked on this album as well. What role did he play? Is it the songwriting or?
Yes, he wrote the lyrics.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, actually, when we got our demo, I guess he sang the song.
Oh, he
was the guide.
He was the guide.
Oh, really?
The guide.
Yeah. So when we tried to learn the song, we listened to his voice. So we were like, oh, wait a minute, is this?
Which was actually really sweet and very thankful.
I'm curious because sometimes when you get guides, right, there will be songs where a guy will try to sing the girl part.
Yeah, yeah.
Where it's for example, if I'm like, you know, let's say the song like some. Right? There's a guy part and a girl part. And the same guy would be like… 요즘 따라 내 거인데… And then the man… 요즘 따라 내 거… And it's a guy horribly singing the girl part.
Oh.
Now the question is… Did Sai horribly sing a girl part? Or was it just
No, he just rocked it.
Yeah. Yeah,
it was just his.
It was like his song.
Okay.
We were like, whoa, this is incredible. Okay. Like, he rocked it.
All right. And then you guys made it into your own.
Yeah.
Awesome. So I guess this is your fourth year anniversary since debut. Time flies because I feel like you guys just debuted. Because I remember when you guys did debut because I knew of Hebin.
Yeah.
I was like, ah, 데뷔했구나. Oh, 근데 벌써, it's already been 4 years, which is in some ways a very short amount of time, but also in some ways not that short either.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like you guys have probably experienced a lot in the past 4 years. But what many people in Korea and across the world really got to know you guys for was your 2018 hit called Boom Boom.
Boom Boom.
Yeah. Boom, boom. Boom, boom. So for our listeners to get a better understanding of the song Boom Boom, you've definitely heard it. It has over 460 million views on YouTube. That's almost a half billion views.
Dang.
It has a platinum certification from Kalon Music Chart. It won Best Dance Performance at the 2018 MBC Plus Genie Music Awards. It was probably the song that… It was the song that broke you guys.
Yeah. It was the song for us to, you know, tell people who we are. Mm. And show people what kind of music we do.
Mm.
So it was… We're very honored to get that song and like perform with it.
Mm-hmm. What was that time period of like for you guys individually? 개인별로 이제 그때 시기 돌려봤을 때 어땠어요? How was it?
I didn't realize it. Yeah.
You didn't realize
it? Yeah. Because I think a lot of things without knowing.
Mm.
Yeah. And I passed to look back, I think.
Mm-hmm. So but, looking back, you realize how big it was.
Yeah, but it's thanks for Boom Boom. Mm. And now I'm here now.
Mm-hmm.
And so great.
Yeah. So thankful for Boom Boom because that helps her to be here now.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. How about you, Nancy? What was that period of like for you? Like I imagine for a lot of people, when you have a hit song or a hit drama or a hit movie… Your popularity and everything, it just goes up.
It just changes.
Right?
Like, yeah. So I guess… actually, Boom Boom, the beginning of it… Our concept really changed from that song. Because it was kind of like a… We kind of like a cute vibe. And then we changed it to this like really… Like… Boom 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 boom. Like, you know what I mean?
A lot of brass, a lot of funk, a lot of retro, EDM.
Yes. EDM.
Yeah, so we changed our genre. So we were kind of worried about it.
Mm.
But people saw it in a good way.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I guess I don't remember a lot because we were really, really busy that.
Mm. Yeah.
And everything came so quick, so fast.
Yeah.
And so when we think about it right now, it was so big for us that like 뭔가 실감 안 난…
You didn't realize.
Yeah.
You couldn't feel it. Yeah.
Yeah. Because we were so like what's going on?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We were confused, I guess. Mm-hmm. But it's an honor.
Yeah.
Because we still have those memories that's like… That was so big for us.
Right.
So.
Was there a certain memory, a certain show or a certain concert or something where you guys were like, oh, this is huge or oh, we made it?
I remember going to LA KCON and performing Boom Boom. And I can't forget like how much people were literally singing our song and dancing together. And that was the time when I really felt like, oh… We're getting a lot of love from people.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess LA KCON really made me feel that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just feel like every time we go to a concert or something, it just felt like, wow, everyone knows our song.
Mm.
Like they sing along, you know?
Yeah.
So, and or they dance with us.
Yeah.
So that's actually a really incredible feeling.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I mean, I've even had to learn that dance and do it on live TV.
Really?
Yeah, it was very… I was very stressed out about it.
I'm sorry.
It was for…
Why are you stressed? Why were you stressed?
Because I'm not the best dancer. And I had like… We had like 2 days to learn it. Or three.
But
it was… It's me. It was Taehyung Jang. It was Andy 선배님 from Shinhwa. And Kim Young-chul 선배님.
Oh.
Obviously, like I'm… Kim Young-chul 선배님 and I are probably… Actually, I was probably the worst. And I probably was the only one that made a mistake. And then there's Jui, but it's it's her song. It's your song. So like, it does, you know.
Cool.
So it was the five of us doing this live at a Shizangshik, an award show. And I was like, this is so embarrassing because I'm just going to mess this up so bad. And I did. But that's fine. That's just, you know.
Eric is good dancer. I know. 너
이럴 거야? 진짜 여기서?
She knows that Eric is a good dancer.
I like 중국의 문.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Was there like a particular thing when you think back where like, I can't believe how busy we were? Because you guys must have been so busy.
Yeah.
How busy were you guys at the peak of Boom Boom?
Always we have schedule and
every single day.
Anywhere we go.
Mm. Like everywhere.
Well, I feel like we would be out of the country in Korea, out of the country, like every single day. So let's say my friend called me and I was like, so what country are you in? They would ask me, so are you in Korea or not? And like, but it's like always different. Like we just like go to a different country in one day and we're back in Korea again doing something else. Yeah. And I guess we were like just busy every single day.
Mm.
But we kind of miss that. I actually miss that, you know?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
What other places have you been? I mean, I'm sure you guys have been, you know, to LA or different places to perform. What are some of the most memorable experiences that you guys have had?
I guess all our members kind of agree on Norway.
Oh, yeah. You guys went to Norway?
Yeah, we went to Norway.
What'd you do in Norway?
We performed.
Ooh.
And I didn't know we had like that much fans there, first of all. And we were we had so much fun performing. But like when we were in Norway, we had a chance to walk around the city. And I think that was one of the healing moments for our members and like the memorable part of it. Because like we can like walk around and like shop and like eat like burgers in the street. And I guess that was one of like the good memory and like… The performing was really, really fun. And so
the thing is, it's so beautiful. It's so beautiful. Even just like looking at the sky or the buildings. They're so beautiful. It makes you feel really happy. That's why we all agree that Norway was a really good experience.
I remember like waking up really early in the morning to walk around. Just to walk around.
That's what we did.
Yeah.
I wonder if maybe part of the reason you guys had such a good time is because… I mean… In particularly in Asian countries, whenever I tour, I don't know about you guys, but we're always in cities. So it's hard to go out anywhere.
Yes.
It's hard to experience the culture and stuff because it's all… And it's always like you're in that day, you leave the next morning. You don't have time.
Yeah.
When you go to somewhere like Norway, it's a longer flight. So you're going to take at least a day to kind of chill out maybe.
Yeah.
And it's not as dense of a city sometimes. So you have a little more freedom to walk around.
Yeah, especially when we go to the States.
Right.
We have a lot of free time.
Yeah.
We did.
Did you go to Ohio yet?
not yet. But I hope someday we will go see the corn yard.
So you guys have debuted as a group for 4 years now.
Yes.
Were you guys always personally, individually loving music? Was this your dream? Did you always want to be like an idol? Or what was… How did you guys fall into this?
Me?
She's like…
Individual.
Me?
Yeah.
You want me to take this right now?
I was singer… Uzbi singer was when I young. Maybe I was… When I was kindergarten.
Oh, you wanted to be a singer since you were kindergarten?
Because I like… like people get people spotlight. I like.
Okay. Was there a particular singer or an artist that you really looked up to, a role model?
My role model is Yuri 선배님.
Okay.
I always say I love Yuri 선배님.
Have you met her?
Yeah, one time.
What was that like when you met her?
Oh, she looks like backlight.
Oh, like there's an aura around her.
Yeah,
yeah. Wow. On her. That's Yuri.
Did you say anything to her?
No. only so and I record her 시상식
comment or acceptance speech?
Music speech? No. 시상식 음원? New chorus?
Oh.
With chorus and song is Miss Korea.
You did her chorus.
Yeah. No. Oh, Miss Korea. Only 시상식 chorus.
Oh.
And,
so you... Okay.
Yeah, yeah. 시상식, Miss Korea 그 무대가 all... 모든 사람들 목소리를 담은 무대였어가지고
아~
미, 저도 참여를 했었다.
아, okay. So, Hyori, Lee Hyori did a year-end award ceremony performance. And in that performance, they had background vocals of all, a ton of different people. Like a lot of women, like Miss Korea.
Yeah.
And so she was a part of that project.
Yes.
Okay. Cool.
You did a lot of cool stuff.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
Yeah, we didn't know that.
I'm glad you guys are getting to know each other so well.
I'm very glad
you
too.
Know.
Well, this recording…
한번 해.
함께 했는데 한번 가사를 틀려가지고 한번 쳐다봐서 좀 죄송해서 너무 미안해. 죄송하고 너무 부끄러운 기억이에요. Not good memory예요.
So as she was doing it, Hebin got one of the lyrics wrong and Hyori looked over at her and so she's like, I'm so sorry. Yeah. And so it was kind of like a, it's a good memory but not the best memory, yeah. But it's still a good episode.
When
good
was episode. This? 언제였어요?
Miss Korea, when Miss Korea…
언니 연습생 때.
Yeah. Training.
When she was
a trainee.
Right.
Yeah.
As a trainee. Because, yeah. So Hebin and I were the same company but Hyori was also in our company. And that's how… It was all kind of related in that way.
Oh, cool.
Nancy, how about you? Were you always… Did you always want to be a singer, idol, actress? What, you know, what was the dream for you?
Well, I guess since I was like a little girl, I loved to sing and dance. Like I would always make like choreography or make songs when I was really little.
Mm-hmm.
And I would, you know, make my sister do it with me. But I never like… thought that I would be, a, you know, like a celebrity. I don't know. I never thought… I never had a dream about it.
Mm-hmm.
But I just had…
Passion for it.
Yeah, the passion for it. So when I moved to Korea, I guess I had opportunities of like… I started like going to like a dance academy and stuff. Mm-hmm. And then there was like opportunities to go on like audition programs and stuff. So So that's how I started to do this industry, I guess.
Okay.
Yes.
Do you have like a, did you have a role model growing up or is there like a goal that you want to reach?
Disney was my life when I was a kid.
Okay. Favorite Disney movie is?
Ariel.
Little Mermaid is for the animation and I really loved Hannah Montana.
Yeah.
Hannah Montana.
She did.
Okay.
Yes. So Miley Cyrus and like Selena Gomez was my like my life. So
all right. So can you send a message to Miley or Selena?
Hi. Whoever's watching, I love you guys so much from the bottom of my heart. You guys are my childhood.
That is and so adorable.
Yeah, and because of you, I've loved to sing and dance and act and whatever. Thank you. I love you so much.
So cute.
Well, thank you, Selena and Miley, for inspiring Nancy in that way.
So cute.
All right, what about Ayu? What about you?
Well, I remember listening to a lot of pop songs since I was like sixth grade.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And when I went to American school for the first time, a lot of my friends were like telling me, oh, there's this kind of pop artist and there's that kind of artist. So that's how I actually kind of like started loving pop songs.
Mm-hmm.
And I always loved singing and dancing, so I wanted to be a singer.
Mm-hmm.
But as I grew up, I loved makeup.
Okay.
Yeah, I had a big interest in makeup. So I guess I had to choose between the makeup artist or like being a singer.
Mm-hmm.
But then in Korea, you need this like trainee, you know, you have to like do a trainee before you became an idol.
Mm-hmm.
So when I was like around 18 years old, I thought that this was the only time that I can be a trainee. So I picked to be a trainee and a singer. And I can do makeup even though I'm like, you know, 30 years old.
Right.
Like 40. It doesn't matter. So I was just thinking, what if I become a singer first? And then like, you know, if I still love doing makeup, I can do it like when
in
it's
the future.
Oh, in the future. Yeah. Yeah, I guess that was all for me.
There you go. Was there a particular singer or anybody that you really loved?
Yes, I love Ariana Grande.
Oh!
She's my life. What? What? Excuse me.
What's your favorite Ariana song?
Well, I can't really pick one because.
Well, you have to pick one.
One?
You can't pick one with Ariana Grande.
I mean, yeah, but you could.
But can I say current favorite?
Current favorite. Current favorite is?
My current favorite is Needy.
Okay.
Needy.
Can you?
No, not Greedy.
I'm not very familiar.
That's Greedy.
With it.
That's Greedy. There's Needy?
There's okay. Needy and Greedy.
Oh, I did
guess.
Not know that.
How does the song go? You're making me nervous.
It's okay.
How does it go?
Take your time. Nancy, do you have your favorite? Can you sing a little bit of your favorite Miley or Selena song? If you feel comfortable. You don't have to.
I remember a Hannah Montana song.
Go for it.
Oh my God.
Hit us.
True friend. You're a true friend. And you're here till the end. Okay, that's all I remember.
That sounds great.
Do you know Hannah Montana? Have you seen it before?
I've seen it, but I was a little older than the Hannah Montana crowd. I think mine was…
Zach and Cody. Sorry.
I was at the very early… I was getting… How do I say this?
Lizzie McGuire
was my… And what? Boy Meets World was old for me. They were older than me.
Yeah, Boy Meets World
then,
is…
Yeah. Yeah, and then… Wow. Diane, are you just trying to make me into this old Harabuji? What?
Harabuji.
Oh my gosh.
Also, you're the Lizzie McGuire.
I'm like right around Lizzie McGuire. Even Stevens.
Oh, even Stevens.
Like that.
Oh,
that's more me.
Oh my God.
That's me. Okay. Gosh, Diane.
Did you watch High School Musical?
Of course I did.
Okay.
We recently… Good. This is really funny. Recently… Somebody hit me up and was like, hey, we're going to do a High School Musical watch party. Do you want to come? I was like…
Oh my God.
I guess I'll drop by. And I went…
Drop by?
It was at
that
AOMG.
You're not gonna go.
Like, you know… The last place on earth I imagine this happening is at AOMG. So, but I'm at AOMG.
Wait, they did High School Musical? That is so
watch party.
Sweet. Why was I not invited when it's High School Musical?
They don't know you.
Oh, that's true.
But it wasn't like Jay. It was… Because AOMG has like a lot of different artists, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was like one of the artists… Or like two or three of the artists, and they just had their friends over, and
that's…
I was like,
so cute.
I just dropped by to say hi, and they were watching. I think they were on like the second or third
already
High School Musical. I was like, I'm glad you guys are loving this. It was a really big trip down memory lane. It was fun.
It's so fun. High School Musical.
We should have that.
Yeah, we should do that again.
Yeah, I'm gonna watch High School Musical together.
Can I get invited again?
Please invite me. I will come watch High School. Or is it… What else is there? Like Xenon? No.
Xenon? Oh my God, you're Xenon Shide?
What? You're Xenon Shide? And then there's Smart House.
I know that. Full House. Smart House, Full House.
There's Smart House and Full House.
Yeah, there was Full House too.
There's also… What? Oh, I don't really remember that one, but I remember the name. Do you guys remember…
Oh, there was… That's So Raven.
That's So Raven. That's So Raven. It's a future I can see. That's So Raven.
Okay.
All right. All to say… Wait, we need to listen to Ayin. I think she's prepared a little snippet of Ariana.
Oh, okay. I can be needy. Way to them needy. Tell me how good it feels to be needed. That's how it goes.
Okay. There you go.
Yay!
Thank you. Thank you. All right. Well, before we keep going on a bender with Disney…
Yeah. It's so fun talking about Disney.
Yeah. Nancy
oh,
loves it.
Oh, gosh. What… Are you guys listening to recently? 최근에 좀 잘 듣고 있는 노래들 좀 추천해 주세요. This is the K-pop 대박쇼. So we got to talk a little bit about K-pop. What other K-pop songs are you listening to?
Oh, K-pop.
Yeah.
Oh.
요즘 최근에 좀 K-pop 잘 듣고 있는 음악.
Let's see.
Lately, I'll open to listen Blackpink 선배님.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty Savage, I love.
Oh, Pretty Savage. I like this song.
Yeah.
We love Blackpink 선배님.
Yeah.
Blackpink. Are they 선배님?
Yeah.
Yeah. Really? We're Blink.
That's Pretty the Savage. Fandom name. I like Pretty Blink. Savage. And Ice Cream.
Ice Cream.
Chillin'.
Ice Cream.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Anyone else?
We listen to a lot of like…
I listen to our song Merry Go Round.
Mm.
No.
All the time. Oh. I really love this song. You should listen to it one day.
I shall.
Yes. It's one of our 수록곡.
Uh-huh. Side track.
So everybody check it out. All right. So Next up, we have a lot of questions from your fans. Okay.
Ooh.
They texted us. If you guys are listening, you want to text us at Dive Studios. You can text us at, this is for US and Canada, 310-564-1030. Again, 310-564-1030. All right. So here's a question from, let's see, Kevin Static. Ayn, do you like gummy bears or gummy worms?
Oh, I love gummy bears.
More than gummy worms?
Yeah. Pineapple.
Pineapple gummy bears?
Yeah. You know,
I don't know.
Really.
Why? Keep going. I mean, I'll hear you out.
This
kind of
gummy bear?
Yeah. That's what I said.
It's so good. It's in the gummy bear, you know?
The white one.
That's my favorite.
The white one.
I only eat
that's
the
not
one.
Bad.
Really?
What's wrong with you?
It's really
I'm sorry. I don't know.
The white one.
I don't know if I've had it. The Haribo?
Haribo.
If you go on Amazon, there are a ton of reviews with people who have really big stomach problems after eating Haribo.
Oh.
Well, I didn't.
And so I used to really love them, but then I was like, maybe they changed the formula or something. And so then I got scared.
Well, you should try the pineapple one.
Okay, so you're telling me they're good.
Yeah, they're good.
You promise?
Yes. You have to put it in the refrigerator for like 30 minutes and make it kind of like… I don't know. I like it like… I like the strong, chewy texture. You know, not like
Nancy,
melted.
Nancy, you don't look very
convinced.
I don't
convinced. Like melted ones. I like…
You don't like the chewy ones.
Yeah,
you like
I don't
the
like
more…
the chewy one. I like the…
Isn't gummy bear supposed to be chewy?
It is, but like it's chewy later on. So that's the like… The good part.
Okay.
Guys, try it. Right.
Oh, okay. I'll trust you and I'll try it.
Yeah.
Okay.
But like your teeth is going to hurt a bit.
Okay.
Oh. It's good.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Did you try it?
Yeah,
it's good. See?
All right.
Okay.
This is from Lisandro Madrigal from San Jose, California. For Nancy, do you have enough time for your Animal Crossing Island because you're so busy with Ready or Not? Or did you completely forget about it?
Oh my god, I totally forgot about it.
Oh no.
But I had so much fun when it just came out. Yeah, it was like everything I did. I did it with Heaven too. Like we don't live together.
Uh-huh.
So we would always like call each other like, okay, we're starting Animal Crossing right now. We
Let's
would
go.
Like, you know, go to each other's like towns and stuff.
Are you guys big gamers?
No.
We are no.
No, we're not.
Really? Oh.
Are you?
We're not gamers.
Yeah.
Well, I don't play like phone, like, you know, games, like phone app games, but I play like Switch a lot.
Okay.
I literally played Zelda like the whole month. Zelda.
Zelda is so…
I didn't sleep at all. Like, I played until like 6 a.m.
Oh
in the morning.
Gosh.
I didn't sleep and always played Zelda.
Sheesh.
Yeah.
I should start doing Animal Crossing again. I forgot about it.
Okay.
Well, there you go.
Thank you, though.
This is for Hebin.
Yeah.
This is from Chelsea in Torrance. Hebin, as the leader of Momoland, your members depend on you the most, and you have to show only your best side to them. Have you ever experienced any struggles that have kept you that you have kept hidden from other members? Well, I guess it's not going to be hidden if she answers this. But 이제 리더로서 되게 약간 언제나 좀 든든한 모습을 좀 약간 책임감 넘치는 모습을 보여줘야 되는 이게 리더 역할이긴 하잖아요 어떤 부분에서. 그래서 혹시 약간 개인적으로 좀 힘들고 어려웠었던 거를 이제 멤버들한테 좀 알려주지 않았던 부분이나 에피소드가 있었나요?
아, 예. 있어요. First time… 제가 리더였던 게 싫었어요.
오.
네. 아, 그건 알고 있어요.
She didn't want to be the leader.
Yeah. Because 저를 더 보여주고 싶었는데 리더라는 캐릭터가 좀 더 큰 느낌이어서 그게 좀… 좀 그렇다라고 생각할 때가 있지만 그 모습으로 저를 사랑해 주시는 분들도 많아서 지금 되게 감사하다고 생각합니다.
Okay. So she's saying that like when she first was decided to be the leader, she didn't really like it because having the title of being a leader would probably overshadow just having as a performer or an artist herself. But because she became a leader, that also provided people a different reason to love her. And so she's thankful for that title now.
Yeah, thank you.
Gosh, I really did a good job translating.
Yeah, you did it.
Thank you.
You did that.
Wow.
You did.
I did that really well.
Yeah. Wow.
Woo. All right.
I'm sorry, not good English.
No. It's fine. Okay, so now we're going to play a couple games.
Yay, right? We're doing games.
Here we go. The first one is, who is most likely to?
Okay.
All right, we're going to get to know Momoland a little bit better. I'm going to ask the three of you some questions and you guys answer who you guys think. We could do
out of three of us,
out of the three of you, okay?
Okay.
So you guys can, on the count of three, say the person's name.
Okay.
Point, okay?
Okay.
So the first one is, who is the most likely to get stranded on vacation? 혹시 여행지나 여행 갔을 때 혼자 약간… What's stranded? Oh my god.
Like, lost?
혼자 길 잃고 약간 연락 두절되고 그렇게 될 만한 사람. Okay? One, two, three.
Nine?
I thought it was heaven.
Oh, everybody picked a different person.
We everybody wing it. No plan. Always. Oh, I don't know. And
Yeah, we don't really plan when we go out. And we just like, oh, do you want to go grab something? And we just go together. Yeah. So we don't really like
plan.
I think nobody's really like gets nobody get really like stranded.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just kind of keep going.
Yeah.
All right.
We just stick together.
Yeah.
All right.
Pretty much.
Who is the most likely to go over the top with a prank? 이제 프랭크를 하게 되면 누가 제일 진짜 오버스럽게 너무 이 정도까지 해도 되나 싶을 정도로 okay, 할 okay. 사람은 하나, 둘, 셋.
Heaven.
Yeah, I like prank.
Yeah, she loves pranking and she's always joking around.
Yeah.
What's the worst one or like the biggest prank? 제일 좀 심했던 프랭크가 있었나요 혹시?
But she doesn't really prank us because we are not really good, like, 반응.
Reaction.
Yeah, yeah, we don't really have a good reaction. When you…
I like that. Because no reactions. I always…
Ah, so she keeps trying.
Yeah.
Because they have no reaction. She'll try over and over.
I guess so.
All right. Most likely to fall asleep in the movie theater. 영화관에서 잠들 사람. 하나, 둘, 셋.
Nancy.
Oh, two Nancy, one Ayn.
Yeah, I sleep a lot.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It's all dark. And when the movie gets a bit boring, I just sleep.
Yeah. So I saw her sleeping through movies all
the time. Yeah. Nancy is not sleep much, but she first asleep sometime.
Ah, 그냥 가끔씩
yeah,
그냥
yeah.
just fall asleep.
Yeah, when I get really tired, I kind of like faint. While doing something.
Oh, just like kind of pass out.
She plays game and she faints.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, or like watching YouTube and like…
Okay, I do that too.
Faint. Yeah.
I feel you right there.
So probably that's what it is.
Who's the worst cook? 요리 제일 못하는 사람. 하나, 둘, 셋.
Nancy.
I don't even know how to cook ramen.
Yeah. Really?
I make it puffed up.
Oh,
you know, like,
I didn't know that.
I am not a good cook.
This doesn't try.
I don't try. I don't cook.
Oh, okay.
The last time I made pasta for one of our members when I just moved because I had like, I have a new house, I have a kitchen, and I'll make you pasta. La, la, la. And I made it so salty. She couldn't eat it. She tried to, but she said,
"Who was it?"
It was Jane.
Oh.
So. She said she was really nice about it, but she was like, she tried to eat it, but then she said, I'm so sorry, but I can't eat it. So I tried and I was like, oh my god, you were trying to eat this? This was so salty. It was just salt.
Wait, you made it and you didn't even try it yourself. Yeah. You're just like, eat it.
Yeah. Why not?
Because
I was dieting.
Because she knew how bad it was, or no? You were dieting.
No. I was dieting, so I couldn't eat with her, but I just wanted to make her pasta. So.
Okay.
Yeah, it's because I invited her to my house.
That's
so
nice.
Yeah, so I made her pasta and I was dieting. I didn't even try it because I didn't want to eat, you know, carbs and stuff. So, yeah. And she was like trying to eat it, but it was horrible. And I was really, really sorry. And I apologized for all day.
Oh, man. So the intention was good.
Yeah.
The intention was good.
The intention was.
Yeah, my parents are good cooks, but I do not have their genes.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Sounds good.
Yeah.
Last one. Who's the most likely to embarrass themselves in front of a crush? 좋아하는 사람 앞에서 제일 약간 어떤 민망한 상황을 만들 사람. 좀
okay. Okay.
I don't know.
One, okay. Two, three.
Nancy. Ayn.
Really?
Ayn?
Why? Ayn?
I mean, I guess because like if I like somebody, I just show them that I like
you're very like open about
it. Yeah, I'm very open. I don't like hide it. I'm just like, I like you.
Yeah.
I miss you.
That's all.
Yeah, that's all. Maybe that's like… Maybe sometimes I embarrass myself.
I heard always, really? You
are awesome. Kevin's like, wow, you're amazing. And I'm like, yeah. I mean, why not?
Why did you pick me?
I just didn't want to be myself.
All right. Fair enough. Okay.
So cute.
All right. So this game is Ready or Not.
Okay.
In line with your new song, I'm going to give you 3 seconds mm-hmm. to answer this. So there must be 3 answers in 3 seconds.
I'm gonna, 3 answers?
3 seconds, 3 answers. I'm going to just count like this.
What do you mean by 3 answers?
So yeah, there's 3 people. So mm-hmm. everybody has to give an answer, right? Or if you think like, if you think Nancy can't answer it, Ian, if you want to give 2.
Or I can't do it.
Yeah, no. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
As a team.
Okay.
All right. So here we go. Ready or not.
Can you give us like at least 5 seconds?
No, I think you can do this.
Okay.
Ready or not. Whew. Name 3 solo female K-pop artists.
IU. Chungha.
Oh yeah.
Jessie.
Bang. That was like definitely 5 seconds.
But I still answered.
But you still got it. All right. Next one.
Now I got the concept.
Ready or not. Name 3 Korean snacks.
We're so bad at this. I told you.
I said 붕어빵.
All right. Close. I think you guys got 3.
Okay.
All right. Ready or not. Name 3 boy groups starting with the letter B.
BTS.
Big Bang.
What else?
Bang.
Oh.
There's a lot. Block B. B2B. What else is there?
Oh, B.
BAP.
Yeah.
Oh, BAP.
Bororo.
Bororo.
Bororo. That's a bunch Bororo. Of bros.
Yeah.
Acting like Bororo.
Yeah, okay. We are horrible.
All right.
Oh, we're so bad at this.
Okay, ready or not. Name…
Not ready.
Not ready. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Name… I'll trim this down. Name 2 songs on the Billboard Hot 100.
Dynamite.
Oh.
Ooh, there's one.
Oh.
Positions.
Yeah.
There you go. You got it. You got it.
Ooh, yeah.
Ready or not. 3 reasons you like Eric Nam. Ready, set, go.
Beautiful voice.
Because of Eric.
He's so sexy in his training suit.
Sexy.
You guys are making me blush. Oh, gosh. All right. Thank you. And then, let's see. Ready or not, give a quick message to your fans. Go.
Go.
We love you. Yeah.
Oh, we have our new 3rd single album out as Ready or Not. So please listen to it and enjoy. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for being with Momoland and Mary's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There we go.
And this was Dive Studios, guys.
I just felt like I had to like, you know, answer it in
plug
3 everything.
Seconds.
And I'm like, yeah. We love you. We love you. We love you.
Yeah. Oh, man. All right. Well, that pretty much wraps up today's show. Is there anything that you guys wanted to say or talk about or anything, any question, anything as we wrap up?
Well, we miss our members, the other 3.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, Chewy, you weren't invited. but maybe next time.
Chewy, you're invited anytime.
But we will like, you know, like practice English more with our other members.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Get a chance to come here at Dance Studio someday.
You guys are welcome anytime. What was it like doing your first podcast ever?
It's really, really fun. I like it. It's just like having a conversation with you. So
it's very chill.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I enjoyed getting to know you guys. And I'm glad we finally got to talk.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. As we wrap up, is there anything, not without being rushed, anything that you want to say to your fans that you haven't been able to say?
We miss you.
Well, we miss you, as what Nancy said. I think I hope we have a chance to meet you guys and like, you know, travel all around the world and have a concert with you guys someday. I hope so. Yeah. We miss you guys so much.
We miss you. And I'm so proud of Hevin today.
Oh. Yeah. I am. Yeah. Really, yeah.
Hevin, how was it?
It was fun, but I'm so…
hard.
I'm nervous.
Uh-huh.
Very nervous.
That's cute. Yeah.
You did a great job.
You did a great job.
Great job.
I started English hard and more and came back.
Okay.
I look forward to it.
Okay. We're excited.
She's
we
so
look
cute.
Forward to having you back.
Yeah.
Keep studying. And I, you know, again, like I think it's really great that you're here because a lot of people are always scared to speak English.
Yes.
But it requires… effort like you're doing to improve.
Yeah.
So I'm really glad that you're here. So yeah, that's pretty much it for today's show, guys. Hope you guys enjoyed this conversation with Momoland. And we hope that you guys come back. You guys are welcome here anytime.
Thank you.
So please come hang out with us. And you guys can definitely check out Momoland and their new song, Ready or Not. And their surokok, their subtitle gok called Merry-Go-Round. So please check it out. Show them a lot of love. Where can they find you online? Where are you guys online on the internet? Instagram or anything?
Yeah, we have all Momoland's official Instagram and individuals Instagram.
And our YouTube channel.
Yeah.
And we have and Twitter.
Yeah.
So everything.
Please
go check it out.
Check it out. You guys, please remember to subscribe, rate, review this podcast, and join us on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/divepods and dive studios. If you guys like this stuff, you guys can also become a patron of ours at patreon.com/divestudios, where you can support what we do here. And otherwise, we're going to say goodbye, everybody. We'll see you next week on the K-Pop Tebak Show. And as we do in tradition with all of our guests, we ask them to improvise an outro jingle. So, if the three of you would not mind making up any sort of outro goodbye jingle. It's on the spot.
This was Dive Studio.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.